Welcome, healthy friends, to the Reality of Health podcast. Today we're talking vitamin D. So right off the bat, let's first point out that vitamin D, which is the form your body uses, is classified as 7-dehydrocholesterol. Did you catch that part? Cholesterol? Just wanted to point that out real quick. And another real quick thing is just letting everybody know who's a regular listener, episodes will be Monday and Thursdays from now on instead of Wednesdays. Now, first it starts out as 7, and then the sunlight, specifically UVB, breaks the cholesterol structure, leaving you with vitamin D3. But it first starts with the fact that you need cholesterol. And from there, it goes and gets processed through the liver and the kidneys into its final two forms. Did you know that some manufacturers of vitamin D actually take vitamin A and radiate it with UVB in order to convert it into vitamin D? That is what you would call synthetic. Second of all, it's not a vitamin. Vitamin is a substance that is vital and has an amine, which is a protein, making vitamin. Vitamin D is actually a steroid hormone. Think of things like prednisone or testosterone or even estrogen. Ever had prednisone? Side effects may include aggression, agitation, blurred vision, decrease in the amount of urine, dizziness, fast, slow, pounding, or irregular heartbeat or pulse, headache, irritability, mood changes, noisy breathing, numbness or tingling in the arms or legs, pounding in the ears, shortness of breath, swelling of the fingers, hands, feet, or lower legs, trouble thinking, speaking, or walking, troubled breathing at rest, weight gain. But speak with your doctor to see if vitamin D is right for you. Yeah, you've heard it all before. You see, steroid hormones are anti-inflammatory, and they have side effects if you get too much of it. Ever seen a bodybuilder get too aggressive? One of the reasons why you feel better and it looks like you lowered inflammation and are healing is because when you lower inflammation, which is one of the ways your body tries to detoxify itself, you start to feel better. When in reality, you just stopped or slowed down your healing. Remember, this podcast is called The Reality of Health. And the reality is, by taking supplemental vitamin D, you stop your body's healing process. What did you just say? Oh yeah, I just said it. We'll get into it. Since you stopped your detox process, then that which your body is trying to clean up or get rid of will now build up, and you will pay for that in the long run. This is why if you get tested for vitamin D and it looks low, it's because your body's been trying to make vitamin D to keep your inflammatory response under control. So if you give yourself extra supplemental vitamin D, you shut down the entire inflammatory response in your body because it's trying to heal itself. See? You threw the body out of whack. You dysregulated the homeostasis. Homeostasis in your body is everything. At the end of this episode, I will tell you what your hormone, vitamin D, does for you. The sun is your healer, not the vitamin D bottle. Oral dosing of vitamin D is what I am talking about in this episode. So your exposure to sun is the proper way to get this hormone. Comes with all the benefits and none of the negatives. The other way to get it is by consuming animal fats that contain vitamin D that animal has converted by, guess what? Being in the sun. Things like fatty fish or fish livers. But if you don't like those, then egg yolks and liver. Raw dairy is good too. Has to be raw. There's quite a few associations of getting your vitamin D from being in the sun and all-cause mortality. That just means They have associations of people living longer without complications, not from supplements. There is a lot of research showing intestinal illnesses with vitamin D intake, both prenatally or in infancy, or even adults. The main one is celiac disease. What? I thought that was a gluten thing. It is. But vitamin D can kick you into celiac disease. And then all the symptoms of such disease, from different types of colitis to leaky gut and everything in between. You see, vitamin D destroys your microbiome. It is toxic to it. And that microbiome takes care of your intestines. And of course, if you mess up your gut, then you can have all kinds of other situations in your body, from type 2 diabetes to any number of things. There are only 4 studies out of the 60 randomized controlled studies, which, by the way, is how you do it, randomized controlled, that showed supplemental usage of vitamin D actually increased the risk of multiple sclerosis. What in the world? Yeah, just because you've heard it's good for you doesn't always mean it is. You gotta look into this stuff. Remember, I'm speaking of supplemental, not going out in the sun or getting in your diet. This is why you don't want vitamin D enriched products like milk or cereals or whatever garbage is out there that they have to add vitamins to make it look healthy. There is no benefit to supplementing with vitamin D. Besides, the form your body makes from cholesterol is much better, and it's free.
Doesn't it feel good to be out in the sun?
Does it get any better than that? This is why the sun is so important. One of the metabolites of your vitamin D processing from the sun in the UVB spectrum is your body makes lumisterol. Doesn't that sound awesome? What a name, lumisterol. Luma, obviously, is light, and sterol being, it's a steroid. It's been shown that lumisterol slows down your cell death, and that's probably one of the main benefits of seeing vitamin D's health effects on your body. Although there is some evidence to show that the more you take supplementally, the less your body will create its own lumisterol. See, that's one more reason not to take it orally. Another reason is it actually has an effect on your body holding on to heavy metals rather than releasing them. And as you know, heavy metals are bad. Why are they so bad, Eric? Well, if you want an episode on that, let me know. Very, very few real clinical trials have been done that show any significance for the use of supplemental vitamin D. And most of those were flawed. It's also been associated, but not totally proven yet, to create heart conditions. What? So what do I do, Eric? I mean, everybody tells me that you need vitamin D and how important it is. Well, I would say, yeah, I agree. It is important, but you don't need to buy a supplement. Get out in the sun, especially when it's at its highest, because that's when the UVB is at its peak. But I thought the sun was bad for me, especially UV. No, it's not. Without the sun, everything dies. But I can get too much sun, right? Well, of course you can. But who's gonna sit out there and literally fry themselves? Accidentally, that's one thing. Well, how do I get D? Well, you can eat more animal fats, especially ruminant animals that are pastured, if you can. And organic pastured eggs, which is the only way you should ever buy eggs, is organic pastured. And then, of course, fatty fish, wild caught. Never, ever buy farm-raised fish. It is totally disgusting and extremely unhealthy. You're better off just not eating it. Animals' fat have the highest levels of D in the summer because they're outside in the sun so much. Well, they say we're a mammal. So if you're a mammal and there's such a thing as a sun, doesn't that mean that we should get the sun? in order to increase vitamin D? Absolutely. The last way you can do it in the winter is with a light device. You've heard of red light therapy. I love red light therapy. Well, there's products that will make sure that you are getting all the spectrum from the sun, including the full spectrum of UV A, B, and C. Then you'll produce vitamin D in the winter when it's cold outside. Well, would you look at that? I just saved you money. One more supplement you don't have to buy. If you wear clothes that cover your whole body, then you are not getting sun exposure. So people who work at night have health issues related to not getting enough sun. If you work in an office all day and then you get in your car and you go home and then stay inside, then you will see the issues related to not getting enough sun. Now, if you want to test for it by not getting a blood test, there are ways that you can test your body. You have a point at the crease of your left leg where it meets the torso, halfway between your hip and your groin. If you know how to do muscle testing, then this could be extremely beneficial to check often. So what does vitamin D do in proper amounts regulated by the body? Well, everything, possibly. No one really knows what hormones actually do. They think they are signalers, messengers, sort of. But then what? Do they actually do the heavy lifting, or are they actually just information? They obviously can influence us in so many ways, from inflammation to mood. Vitamin D has an influence on basically your whole body systems, they think. We can see the results of them, but how do they work down to the base level? You know, the stuff which we can't see, the unknown. The area of theories. Well, sorry to say, we were told it was a vitamin to only find out it is a hormone, to which they are not exactly sure how hormones even work. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and do all that stuff everybody asks you to do. Take care of yourselves.